record, a six-time Pro Bowler, a Rookie of the Year, a Defensive Player of the Year, and boy, is he Chicago Bears football.
This guy, Brian Urlacher, the all-time leading tackler of the Chicago Bears, team captain. I don't want to see Urlacher at any time in my life again, especially in the playoffs.
Second and 10, short drop pass off the leg, and intercepted. Intercepted by Brian Urlacher.
Brian Urlacher has decided to take over this football game. He's made two tackles here in the last three plays. He's batted the ball down. He's forced the fumble in the last five. He's had 10 tackles and one forced fumble. I mean, he has really been all over.
Who win it now?
.720 WGN on the phone with us, number 54. It's Brian Urlacher. Brian, thanks for joining us on 2.5 Bears.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Hey, Brian, congratulations on making the coming to the dark side. How's it been for you now on the let's be honest. You know, it was one of your, if you had anything that you despised, it was dealing with the media, and rightfully so most of the time.
Yeah,
but what's it like now for you?
Right.
What's it like?
Our show is fun. We don't do we just talk about football all the time, so I don't feel like I'm actually part of the media. Like, you know, I don't go in the locker room and talk to players or, you know, junk. So I enjoy our show because all we do is talk about football for an hour a day.
Hey, let me ask you, let's talk a little bit about what it means to play up at Lambeau Field and to be in that rivalry. And, you know, Pete and I were talking a little bit about your matchup against Aaron Rodgers and throw out coverages and everything else. It was like the two best players on the field were going one-on-one, and you would try to read him and he would try to read you. And it was just I personally loved watching those battles. Was that basically what it was?
Yeah, it was a test match every game because, you know, if he saw coverage that he thought he could change to a successful play, I would change our defense. You know, we either went from man to zone or zone to man, whatever the situation called for. But, you know, Lovie gave us a lot of leeway to do that the last couple of years because he trusted us. So we said a bunch. But I felt like he was always on the right play, though.
Yeah, well, but,
I screwed it up.
I got to tell you, though, I mean, literally, in my opinion, that's why all those games were close, because of what you're talking about, your ability to read him. And it really was one of those deals where, you know, you both probably came away thinking, man, you know, that guy's good. So
I know that's my thought. You know, he's, in my opinion, he's the best quarterback in the NFL right now. You look at what's happened to their team with the injuries this year. They haven't slowed down. So he just keeps scoring points, throwing the ball. Whoever's out there, he makes guys look really good.
I got to ask you, what has happened? I mean, you look at the defense this year, and it, you know, obviously, you know, not being there is huge, and you can never put a, you know, you can't quantify what that means to the defense. But I mean, this has gone from a group that just pretty much walked out there and said, we're going to beat the crap out of you, to now they're just reeling and stumbling around like they don't have a lot of confidence. Is it getting to learn?
I wish I do. You know, it's just, I think there has a lot of pressure on the quarterback this year so far. You know, Pep gets doubled every play, and the ball has gone pretty quick. They're getting takeaways. You know, that masked a lot. Even when I was there, our takeaways masked a lot of our yards given up because we took the ball away so much. And they're still doing that now, but it's just the big plays given up are huge in games right now.
Yeah, and they're not getting it, I guess. I mean, they did it early, and I guess in the lose streak. And you're right. I mean, throughout your career, that was kind of it for, you know, the defense was the roar. But you guys were based off of your speed and takeaways and, you know, really turning the ball over and scoring most of the points most of the time.
Yeah, we did that by, you know, and this year they're doing it as well. But the offense has gotten better this year. You know, that's why they hired Preston to have a better offense. And they've been better for the most part. It's tough. You know, it's the first year head coach, and things are different this year.
We're talking with Brian Urlacher. Now, Brian, Bears-Packers tonight in less than a half hour. Tell me what you were feeling as a player before one of these games.
I can tell you the first time I played there, I remember everything about it. We were 0-4 my rookie year going up there. Brett Favre was there, obviously. And we ended up beating them, I think, 27-24. We beat them. We were 1-4, and they were 4, and they were 4-1 after that game, I think. But it's a great place to play. I played there. You know, the fans are great. They have a lot of respect for our fans, which my brother always goes to the game up there, and he said the fans were awesome to him. So that's how I kind of judge a place, how their fans treat our fans.
you know, they probably thought it was you because you guys look so much alike, and they thought this guy's going to rip my arm off and beat me with it. So maybe that's why
maybe that's why Casey
got away with it. He's like, that might be Brian Urlacher. I don't know why he's in the stands.
Well, when he went to Philly, they weren't so nice to him.
Well, because they knew.
Philly's not nice to anybody.
Yeah, Philly, I mean, look, I blew my knee out. They were throwing stuff at me. You're a loser. I'm like, thanks. See you tomorrow. Hey, I got to ask you the other part of this, too, as you know, or actually, I got to bring up a name. Every time I see him, and I run into him about once a year, Bronco Mendenhall, and he always says to me, hey, how's Urlacher doing? Tell him I said hello. So I'm officially telling you that he said hello.
What a great football coach he is. One of my all-time favorite coaches at any level. You know, he taught me so much my last 2 years in college. Just he shows you how to play hard as a football player. We used to think we played hard before he got there. Wrong. He taught us how to play hard and play for four quarters. You know, he loves football. There's a lot of emotion, but I have a ton of respect for Coach Mendenhall.
Yeah, and he really is one of those guys, too. He'll play 300. I mean, did he do that with you guys, too, show you a lot of movies and a lot of stuff to get you fired up before you'd play the game?
He did a ton of weird stuff. In the offseason, we would do, like, a triathlon with him, and he would participate in it. And just anything you could do to get us motivated, he did it.
Hey, Brian, are you going to be watching tonight? I'm assuming you will.
You know I will be. I'm heading to my buddy's house to watch it right now.
Nice. I like it. Who are you taking tonight, and who do you think is going to win?
Man, this is going to make a lot of people mad back in Chicago, but I'm going to pick Packers to win this game.
Well, you're in the media now. You have to be honest, right, Brian?
I don't have to be, but I've been dishonest. I have picked the Bears a few times I shouldn't have this year. But I just think with Lance being out and you know, I think their offense will play good. I think Josh is going to do a great job on offense.
You know,
they're not going to be a step back for them. I know they still got Forte, Bennett, Brandon Marshall. They got a ton of good players over there still. So they'll be okay, I know, but I worry about the defense without Boogie in there.
So how's your golf game now?
Well, because Sam, I think it might be your producer or director over there, was telling me that you told him you used to beat me up on the golf course. So. I'm better.
Well, I got, even if I didn't, I'm going to live with it because, you know, you're not here to defend yourself. No, I mean, when you and I played, you had just started playing too. So that was like your second week of playing or something?
I don't know, but I'm a little better now than I was back then.
So what are you doing? I mean, besides your work on Fox and everything else, are you just chilling now?
My kids are still pretty young, you know, 12, 8, 7. So I got three little ones. Travel a little bit, fishing and golfing.
There you go.
That's retirement right there. That's
what you're going to be doing, right?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Exactly what
and you know, and your guys are getting to the age now when they start getting into sports. So I'd imagine you're going to be coaching a little bit too now, huh?
I would say yes, but I'm just so impatient. I don't know if I'll be able to.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen though, Brian? It happens to all of us. You see the other person coaching your son or daughter,
that's
and you
exactly
say,
"Exactly what happened."
I know I could do that better, yep. So I'm going to do it. Yep. That's how it goes.
You're probably right.
And now, Brian, final score tonight. Give it to me.
7-6.
I like it. I was going to say 2-0. So I like your pick.
You're taking the Packers 7, the Bears 6.
I think there'll be some good score tonight. I'll probably say low 30s to high 20s somewhere there.
I like 7-6.
I like 7-6 too. That's old school right there.
Well, the defense for the Bears is probably going to score. They score about every week, so I would. There's 7 up there.
You know what? One last question before you go. We've been talking about Julius Peppers. When's he going to come around, and what do you think's going on with him?
There's nothing going on with Pep. Like I said in the beginning, he gets double damn near every play. You know, he's the guy on defense for the Bears. They're going to chip him. They're going to double him. They're going to run away from him. He hasn't played bad this year. The sacks haven't been there right now, but he's still affecting the game with his pressure on the quarterback and his run defense.
Okay.
So basically, is it something where maybe you got to move him around more, or does that not matter? They're going to be able to find him.
I think wherever you put Julius, they're going to figure out where he's at.
Yeah.
He's not good of a football player, in my opinion. You know, people are going to take shots at him because the sacks haven't been there yet, but his impact on the game goes beyond sacks to me.
Yeah, and he's hard to hide too because he's the biggest guy in the field, yeah. Isn't he?
Brian Urlacher, thank you, Brian. Final score 7-6 predicted by Brian Urlacher.
And that is what a Hall of Fame linebacker predicts.
Yes, I like it. All right, that was pretty cool talking to Brian. That's nice.